The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Mind.
Good morning, good morning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I feel like I'm on a Debbie Reynolds, Gene Kelly movie.
You didn't want my serenade?
You start dancing like those guys and, you know.
Oh, it's not like
the musical front. What was
no, what was the kids' program? Mr. Rogers?
Oh.
got a new single out
there. In the neighborhood. Thank you. I couldn't think of his name.
Would you be my?
Ladies
could you be my?
I have a brand new single this week. It's called Singing in the Pain. I'm singing in the pain.
That was the movie I was actually talking about with Reynolds and Gene Kelly. If you start dancing like one of the Jets in that. I'm a Jet. What's a Jet? I'm a Jet.
Okay.
Hey, boy. Another day at the orphanage here.
Another day at the orphanage.
Yeah, it's more like the orphanage. You got that right.
I was just thinking to myself for that sound when we were coming in, the somebody's got to stand on. I'm like, man, I really wish I knew that somebody guy.
If you can't picture this, this is Dave doing that dance routine like in West Side Story where they fly across the screen with their arms open wide and some kind of a...
I could do that.
Can you do that?
I could do that.
It's like, but you got to get down low and you go, well, you're a Jet. You're a Jet for life.
Okay.
Never mind. Today is, September 17th? Yesterday was opening day of hunting season in B zones, just in case you didn't know, all of you unlucky hunters out there. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent. Never mind. And I'm your host. And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting and in those ball of energy, immovable object, unstoppable force, nature, serve snowflakes, and she has heard more BS than a BOS meeting, especially the last few.
Ain't that the truth? Good morning, everybody. You can't make that crap up.
And the kid that rocks, better than the rock, around the clock.
Better than the rock.
Faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed download. A 10th degree in black belt, Cyber Dave Johnson!
And the crowd went, yeah.
Yeah, the crowd goes wild. Yay. All right, we got our
go,
producer.
Go, Dave, go.
Brick-a-brack. Anyway. So we got our producer in there, Christine. It's Christine or Christina?
Christina.
That's what I thought. That's what I had written down.
Christina.
It's Christina?
It's Christina.
You said Christina.
Christina, yep.
Thank you. I'll rewrite. You've got to we need a rewrite here.
Christina is more international name. It can translate in all languages of over the world.
And what does it mean? You love Christmas?
No.
Oh. Never mind.
No, to be honest, my mom was thinking to name me Michelle. Really nice name, but if you translate it to Ukrainian, it's so funny. So that's why I'm just Christina.
Well, now we gotta know what it translates to Ukrainian.
Yeah.
We could call her Michelle Maybell.
So in Ukrainian, it would be sounds like Mikhailina.
Mikhailina?
Ah, I see.
Well, that's not bad, Mikhailina.
Yeah, but it sounds like, you know.
Sounds like Jewish Ukraine. Mikhailina.
Yeah.
I'm over here. Sounds like German.
Macarena.
Yeah.
Or Macarena, yeah.
Something like that.
She would do this. They're doing the Macarena. Just saying. So, we're here brought to you by Nevermind. Let's move on.
Wow, okay.
Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agent, 810 Main Street, Red Bluff. Her phone number is 530-527-5534. She is the best, and I can attest to that. I've worked with her for quite a long time now. And she will take care of all your insurance needs. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. Luke is licensed and bonded, 530-605-9575. Crack Masters is Linda's.
That's Jeff Wurst on Market Street, Crackmaster. He guarantees all of his work. He's the only one within probably 500 miles that does the job that he does.
If you need the best, go to the worst.
There you go. Yeah, if you want the best, go to worst.
Oh,
hey. Hello, come on, get with the program.
Come on. There. I was like, what are you saying?
And I was trying to get his phone number, and my computer's being like really dumb
it's
here.
It's like,
so.
I'm slow, but I learned real good. You know.
So, anyway, call and make an appointment. He's really good. If you don't need his services, he'll let you know, because sometimes you get those little chips you don't have to pay to have it repaired.
I keep looking at the same one he's already repaired going back in, and he says, yeah, I already fixed that. But it's like this little tiny ding. I think it's a new one.
It's constant, you know.
No, they're getting chips all over. It's not that these guys run up and down the road with gravel trucks or anything.
Well, like he told me, it doesn't matter what kind of car you have or how much you spend for a windshield. That all comes out of China, and the glass isn't worth anything.
Well, and the funny thing
too is, are you saying it's Oriental?
You notice where the gravel trucks go, or the places where the gravel trucks don't really need to go. You got certain stretches of freeway that they're like, that was actually pretty good. That was nice. But we're going to close it down for 3 years, and we're going to go ahead and do this. Like, how's about over in Anderson now? We have a new $55 million truck station that's going in.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing on the side of the road over there. But $55 million.
Yeah, drop in the bucket.
What is your problem with that?
Well, drop in the bucket.
I mean, come on.
I want to do a shout out to Marty McGill over there at Clear Creek Microgreens. He's over there at the farmer's market. Is that on Sundays too? Does anybody know?
No, not that I know of. It's only on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And they used to do like Thursdays in Anderson, but I don't know if they're doing the markets anymore.
Maybe somebody can call in and let us know or get in the chat room. I need to
for Crackmaster, the number is 530-241-8373.
You might want to check out Mountaintop Media. We dropped another
couple.
Well, did the other one drop?
No, just the one. That's
just
right.
Just the one dropped in on Lahaina. I got some stuff to go over in Lahaina. Man, it's like getting...
Although the other one should have been first.
I hate to be conspiratorial, but it's kind of conspiratorial. Of course, none of these conspiracies are ever proved to be correct, right? Like all of them, I can't think of one that hasn't been.
Right. The other one should have dropped before the Lahaina one.
No, we told. I don't know. I thought we were going to do the Lahaina first. So
it doesn't matter. The other one is in regards to sex trafficking in children, so you may want to check that out, too.
That should be coming up here in the next couple of days, so that's a really good one as well, and I think people will, I don't know if enjoy is the right word, but be informed.
Be more informed of what's going on with it. I mean, there's so much material on that and so much going on, it was hard to put it together, and we'll be doing more, but there's more and more stuff coming out about what is actually happening with our children in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's still lots and lots of kids missing all over there.
Isn't that interesting? Because speaking of Lahaina, they haven't even said where all the children are from.
Well, I want to go over some stuff from Lahaina. I hate to get a little conspiratorial on that. But the first one I want to go over, and I think we've got a caller calling in here at 10:15.
He's on the line.
On the line. Well, let's go with Rich first. Stones. As
all right. Say. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, some local stuff, of course. Things are happening very quickly. Very important things happening here. Hopefully, everybody knows by now the citizen advisory panel was passed at the Board of Supervisors, likely some other appointments to follow. Likely. Last hour I called in and alluded to some legal authorities that are going to basically force transparency at the countywide level. There's a reason I didn't mention what the law was, okay? There's many political chess games occurring in this county, many, 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 and they're all at different stages. Regarding this forcing transparency, I just moved the first pawn in a brand new chess game. You know, you're in your mind, you're 3, 4, 5, 8 moves ahead on chess. You don't tell your opponent what your next moves are going to be. So, that's that. That's going to be a beautiful thing. The local officials that know of their powers and authorities and the code backing those powers and authorities, those officials have that information. So at this point, it's going to be up to them to invoke and use their newfound authorities. Yes, newfound. Some of these codes have been on the books for decades. Just like 25201, been on the books for 20 years, likely, and not really used for authentic purposes, let's say. Speaking of advisory panels, Nevada County last year, the citizens tried to invoke 25201 over their registrar, because their registrar, they weren't happy with their registrar, and the Nevada County Board of Supervisors gave the citizens the middle finger. San Joaquin County, they have a citizens advisory panel over elections. However, it is controlled by the registrar of voters. So that is useless. That is, there's no reform going to happen there. We are doing this brand new, this is fresh here. Our Board of Supervisors controls our advisory committee. So that is a true citizen check and balance. It's a beautiful thing. The meeting coming up, the board meeting on the county board on the 26th, should be a lot of good things happening. The new health officer should be announced. Hopefully there'll be some kind of a updated resolution regarding refusing mandates in Shasta County. That's in the works in the background. Hopefully that'll be the 26th. We all know that the cry recall is being reviewed right now. They allege they will be finished this week. But the beauty of it is, again, more lives that I have discovered and given to the appropriate people. It's extreme. I'm 98% positive. We are going to get an individual examination of the cry petition, whether Kathy Allen is in the middle of her count or she's finished with the count. These laws are rock solid. They're on the books now. And again, just not used. I think they're just, these laws have been hiding and just not used. So we got a lot of good things coming. And again, it's, you know, if people want to know what's happening in a chess game, well, then you got to get in the game. So, let's have trust. We have a lot of very smart people, a lot of very smart groups in this county doing very good work. Very good work. So, let's trust what's going on. We're making good progress in Shasta County in the last 2 years, and I don't see that stopping.
Well, I think they've changed the definition of transparency. It used to be that the government needed to be transparent. Now it seems like the government's saying that we need to be transparent.
Well, like I said, it's going to be interesting what happens here in the next 2 to 4 weeks. Prior to a possibility of the cry petition being declared sufficient. And my opinion, I think it's going to fail because they need less than a 20% invalidation rate for that, for the current
petition. Now who gets to examine that if they say we've got the numbers and someone says, well, I don't believe you. Can someone challenge that?
Yeah, if you got money.
Yes. Based on 25201, which is where the advisory panel was just created, and there's subsequent laws that kind of jump off of that one. Based on that law, we being the, one of the groups I meet with, which includes a lawyer, we are in agreement that we are going to be able to have independent examination of those petitions. Even if Kathy's done or not. So,
Because that's the big fight in Arizona as well, is that, you know, they started matching up the signatures with, other documents besides the voter, the registration of the voters. So they found out that they were doing fraudulent, voter registration matchups. So, now, does that mean anybody can challenge this, or is it just, is it just Kevin, or is it just anybody, and is there any money involved?
It'll be part, again, 25201 gives the County Board of Supervisors authority to appoint certain public officers. So it'll be the County Board of Supervisors and who they appoint that would be going and doing this examination.
I see.
I have a question, Rich. Do we know how long it took them to verify the signatures for the recall for Leonard Modi versus this one?
Well, we don't, because I don't trust a word out of Kathy Allen's mouth. But,
right.
You know, they used their full 30 days, you know, before they made any announcement. So, but here with the Kevin Cry one, they already started last week, and they're saying they're going to be done by the end of this week. So we're looking at a week and a half.
Right.
So, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, can you say warp speed? Oh, yeah. So, anyways, this is coming. We have the law on our side. Absolutely, to have independent examination of those of that petition. So it's a beautiful thing.
Right. Well, we appreciate you giving us an update and keep us in the loop on some of it.
Well, you'll know when the Board of Supervisors takes action. You'll know exactly what's happening.
Well, I got to apologize. I haven't been to the last few meetings because being it's in the middle of tax season deadline, we have just been slammed.
Sure.
I mean, we, you know, I get guys coming up from different locations, you know, some of them pretty far away, and, you know, those appointments are made, and I don't have a choice sometimes to cancel them, so, you know, that's why I haven't been able to show up.
Anyways, appreciate the time today, folks. Keep the fight. We're doing good.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rich.
I kind of
feeling bad about missing the circus the last few times. You know,
I didn't even get it online at the beginning of the last one.
Yeah.
You couldn't even get it online until after the fact.
I think we could make a lot of money going down there and selling peanuts and popcorn. Get your popcorn, step right up. And then so, but it's, you know, I've seen some of the videos. It's like, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the other
somebody
side.
Somebody forgot to take their meds.
Or they took too much.
Maybe they forgot to take one med at a time. It's like, you're not supposed to mix those with alcohol.
Yeah, how many boosters did you have?
I don't know. Holy crap.
Crazy.
We do have some serious stuff to get after here. And I want to talk a little bit about Lahaina. Okay. Now, Lahaina, you know, and I don't want to go too far into all the conspiracy stuff, you know, though there's some stuff there.
Oh, there's some stuff.
You got to
go,
what the heck is going on? But I want to talk about this blowback over the fundraising racket. And I think that you'll kind of see why I'm talking about this. Now, this is a little clip for Oprah after the Lahaina incident. And I just want you to hear what they have to say. And first, but we got to hook up the computer here. You want to hand me the cord over there, please? And I forgot to hook up. And,
yeah, okay.
Oh, it's right here. Never mind. Okay, so we got it. It's hooked up, right? Oh, there's some technical crap here. All right, very good. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to shatter your eardrum. Are we ready to go in there, Christina? All right, here we go. This is from Lahaina, and I just kind of wanted to get this update here. We can get
so if you send a donation, just click now. Did I just witness what I think I witnessed? Please don't tell me I just saw a billionaire standing next to a multimillionaire begging the average everyday citizen for donations that can barely get by due to a real life recession, living paycheck to paycheck, barely can pay rent, barely can put food on the table for our families, okay? Living in a real life recession in a country where our president is giving away all our resources to another country for money. If you two don't go take your Hollywood elite behind to your other Hollywood elite friends and politician buddies that got millions like you do and billions and get all that money together and help out Maui, you are out your damn mind. Please don't insult our intelligence like that. And after you guys do all of that, you will have enough money to help the rest of us. Boo.
Now, that's the setup, okay? That's the setup here. There's a lot more to this story. I just kind of wanted to start out with that because it kind of gives you the setup here. And what happened...
Well, maybe tell who the people are she's referring to.
It's The Rock and Oprah.
Okay.
And so Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, you know, the wrestler guy, and Oprah, they went there. Now, since then, there's been a big backlash because it seems like they didn't tell the whole story about what was going on here. Now, a couple of things before we get to this next video is that Hey, I thought we weren't on an, we're in a recession. Did it, wait a minute. We just heard Bidenomics this last week say that we're in an economic boom.
It's the best ever.
It's the best ever. I mean, that's what they're peddling. You talk about gaslighting. I have never seen anything. I mean, yeah, you get gaslighting all the time from politicians, but at least there's some kind of plausibility or denial of the facts. These guys are like either in complete denial or they think you're so stupid that you can't even figure out a way to get home after you go to the grocery store, because we're not in a recession out there by any, because we changed the definition. It's absolutely stunning that these guys, it's like Gavin Newsom a week or two ago going, oh yeah, look at California. That's the model for the nation. Economically, we're booming. And don't put the camera on all those homeless people or downtown San Francisco looking like a ghost town and all the stores moving out and everybody's fleeing California in droves because, they're tired of the government overreach the homeless. Yeah, no, it's all good because we're in a boom.
Remember, the Fed chairman said it's only going to be transitory hyperinflation. That was the pump for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's transitory hyperinflation. And, it's not really transitory hyperinflation, but hyperinflation is good.
You guys are missing it. They lie about everything.
No.
They absolutely lie about everything.
It's transitory. They're transferring all the money out of my wallet into their pockets.
Listen to Biden. Didn't you see the speech he just gave that he was a professor for 4 years and taught? He was a teacher?
Here's what they're really honestly
saying. He was raised by Jews.
Come on. It goes from the top to the bottom. They can't tell the truth.
This guy, the truth is so far away from this guy. Exactly. Everything he said.
Yeah. Well,
and now they've been telling us now for like at least the last 6 months to a year that transitory hyperinflation is now hyperinflation, but that's good because it's going to mean your salary is going to increase.
Real world wages didn't go up. No. Okay, I don't know if anybody's been to the store lately, but when you used to get like 4 bags of groceries for a couple $100, it's like down to 1.5, and now you're like, yeah, but it's transitory. Yeah, it's transitory because I'm becoming a transient.
I was just going to say.
Because I can't afford to buy anything to eat anymore, and that's for my own good. I needed to lose some weight.
You will eat the fog and you will eat the bugs.
But you got to give the auto workers 40% raise. Come on, guys. How can they live if they don't get 40% more of pay?
Hey, how about 40% more work?
No. You can't work for the 40% more.
You see, if I'm in my business, if I want to get a 40% raise, I got to figure out a way to produce 40% more. I can only raise my prices so much before I put myself out of the market. And do you think that if I got think about a 40% increase in the cost of your automobile on top of inflation? Yeah, that's going to be good for the economy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, and how about this? After you had the UPS workers that went on strike and they ended up getting all the things that they wanted and now they're out there doing it, I notice every other package that I order now is late. It's delayed.
Well, what do you expect for $170,000 a year?
When even plus that.
Benefits. I mean, for UPS driver, come on. Hello.
So it's not plus benefits. That's the crap that was really amazing for weeks. They ended up putting out 170, 170, 170. No, it's more like 120 with overtime and all the rest of it, and then plus benefits.
Well,
it's still a lot of money.
We're kind of getting a little far off behind here. But I want to go back because we want to talk about, geez, President Biden going to make the cut this time?
The cut of what? What are we referring to?
The cut referring to he's going to be involved in the process as opposed to being cut from the team. And I think it might be the latter considering everything that's going on. But let's go back to Lahaina. We'll come back to this in a little while. All right. So
again, they're liars.
So this is The Rock, which kind of sort of makes me want to, never mind. So, but he's doing an apology here because a bunch of stuff got leaked out and he's panicking after Maui because, gee, there's a bunch of people that this organization that they're sending all the money to is getting a bunch of money for their hefty salaries to the tens of like millions of dollars, and the people in Lahaina aren't getting squat. Kind of like that $700 from the government. Gee, we're sending billions over to Ukraine, but the guys in Lahaina got $700 after their homes were all burned down. And
they really care about the people over in Lahaina and everything with this money. They really care.
I had a similar circumstance with my car and my kitchen not too long ago.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's
I almost lost my Corvette and my dog.
Yeah, it's the same thing as losing your
I didn't end
family.
Up losing my Corvette and my dog, though. I think we need to find that
I really
clip.
Don't know how to respond to that, Dave.
I think we need to find that
The way he
clip.
Did that was way too good.
I think it makes me want to, go good, the bad, and the ugly on you.
Well, I have the clip about him lying about being a professor. We can maybe find the other one.
Never mind. So here we go.
Okay.
The dust bunny rolls across.
Okay, here we go. Here's the rock. You got to... I judge for yourself.
Of absolutely everything. To be accountable and stand up to the mistakes you've made.
The Rock is allegedly in panic after the alleged truth about his donation has just been leaked. And guess who is rumored to have accidentally spilled the beans? None other than his supposed partner in crime, Winfrey.
Dwayne and I put in $10 million to start the fund. We want to continue for as long as we can.
So, what exactly is going on? In a jaw-dropping turn of events that sent shockwaves through the world of celebrity philanthropy, it seems that the ever-charming Dwayne Johnson and the Queen of Talk shows herself Oprah Winfrey might not be the altruistic saviors we thought they were. What initially looked like a generous $10 million donation to help the people of Maui is now being seen in a whole new light, with rumors and whispers swirling about the true motives behind this flashy act of charity. Just a few days ago, social media was buzzing with excitement as Dwayne Johnson and Oprah Winfrey made headlines by announcing their jaw-dropping donation of $10 million to aid the victims of Maui.
That money is going to go to one of many residents who have been displaced in Maui, we guarantee.
The news spread like wildfire, tugging at heartstrings and winning these celebrities a heap of praise from their adoring fans. However, as the days rolled on, it became painfully clear that the reality of their supposed charitable endeavor wasn't quite what it seemed. Oprah, in an exclusive interview that only added more fuel to the gossip mill, tried to explain that the $10 million wasn't going directly to the people of Maui, as most had naively assumed. Instead, Johnson and Winfrey had decided to set up something they called the People's Fund of Maui.
Dwayne and I put in $10 million to start the fund. We want to continue for as long as we can.
Well, that raised more than a few perfectly manicured eyebrows and left us all wondering, what's really going on here? Defending their decision, Oprah eloquently stated, the infrastructure is in place for your donations to help people be able to have their own money, have their own agency. While she maintained that their intentions were as pure as a Hollywood smile, it was clear that the public was left scratching their heads and searching for answers about the murky waters of this charitable setup. But wait, it gets even juicier. Brace yourselves for the big reveal. The People's Fund of Maui, it turns out, is owned and operated by the Entertainment Industry Foundation, EIF, a nonprofit organization with close ties to, you guessed it, the entertainment industry. That's right, folks. The charity we all thought was going to help the needy citizens of Maui is actually in bed with the Hollywood elite. Once this bombshell was dropped, the rumor mill went into overdrive, and questions about transparency and ethics started flooding in. But here's where it gets really scandalous. The fat cat executives over at EIF seem to be living the high life while the rest of us are left wondering where the alleged $10 million went. In fact, some people are convinced that the donations made to the People's Fund of Maui might not even get to the intended recipients. You see, reports came crashing down, revealing that the president of EIF is raking in a hefty salary north of $400,000 a year. The CEO isn't far behind, pocketing over $300,000 annually. And let's not forget the CFO, casually stashing away more than $290,000 each year. Not to mention the 29 other individuals on EIF's payroll who are laughing all the way to the bank with salaries exceeding $100,000 each year. These 13 top-tier executives are collectively rolling in a mind-boggling $3.2 million, while the lower-level workers, the ones actually doing the charity's heavy lifting, are left to scrape by on an average of approximately $64,527 per year. Now, if that doesn't make you shake your head in disbelief, I don't know what will. The glaring disconnect between EIF's lavish executive salaries and the paltry $1,200 being doled out to those in need through the People's Fund of Maui is enough to make anyone's blood boil. It's no wonder the public has begun to wonder whether Dwayne and Oprah's supposed act of charity was nothing more than a slick publicity stunt designed to keep them in the spotlight. Critics argue that the real winners in this scheme are the executives running EIF, while the victims of the Hawaii wildfire are left high and dry. As the scandal continues to unfold, it's prompted a broader conversation about the true nature of nonprofit organizations, especially those with executives living the high life on donors' hard-earned cash. Are these organizations genuinely committed to supporting those in need, or are they just elaborate schemes to further line the pockets of the rich and famous? In the midst of this growing controversy, some outspoken advocates are encouraging individuals to sidestep the shady dealings of celebrity-backed nonprofits and donate directly to those in need through independent platforms. After all, by cutting out the middleman, you can ensure your donations land where they belong without any detours through the bank accounts of celebrity-endorsed charities.
I'm going to stop it there because this is like smack of anything you've heard around here at all. This is kind of like
this has happened so many times.
Kind of
with
reminds
those kind
me of a bunch of fire situations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They really cared about the people as they were buying their mansions.
Yeah, the people. Yeah.
There was some report recently. I think it had
seven,
to do with
5 million, 7 million,
50. I think it was 50.
Yeah, and you know what I find interesting is that. You know, there's more than one way to milk these charities, believe it or not. You know, being in the tax business, I know how deductions kind of work, so you don't have to take income. So let's say that you're a corporation guy, and you get to fly to Italy and Switzerland and go skiing because you're trying to find other affiliates out there to do business with, possibly expand your business. You know, all that gets deducted, and you don't have to take any income. So I don't know. I'd like to examine some of the expenses
of
these places and get down to the details because that would be transparent. And
isn't it funny that you've heard Oprah's name many times in corporate scandal?
Now, I
want
to bring up one more thing, and then we go to the break here, I guess, is that, you know, I heard the news report from KC and Arsky here locally.
KRCR.
Oh, no, that's right. KCR, what is it?
KRCR, the TV.
Oh, it's KRCR-ski. KRCR-ski.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. And
about our beautiful DA.
Yeah. So, you know, when I heard the report, not trying to connect the dots here or anything, just casually making a comment.
As she sits on the board.
They didn't mention that interesting.
Oh, no, they skipped over that.
Yeah,
the children legacy.
Yeah, the DA, and then they had the gal who looked like, oh, we just want this to go away, and it was kind of like they're doing the interview with the family.
So is she the secretary or the treasurer?
Well, actually, she is the secretary.
Ah.
And what's interesting is that the people that are on the board, you know, you got Bill Schumer, Reading police chief, you got Stephanie Bridget, secretary. Now, isn't that a conflict of interest, though, if you're the one doling it out to the charity that you're, like, the secretary of? That's not, like, an issue or anything?
No.
But I guess you don't mention that in the report?
You're the DA making the deal with PG&E in order to get the money for the people that were harmed,
but none of the money goes to the people
that were harmed.
They
did give some money to the school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They did do that.
I'd like to know how much out of the $50 million actually got to the people. And then we got Aaron Reznor, treasurer. And then we have John Polinsky, chief of Anderson Police. Judy Flores, board member. Michael Johnson, sheriff, board member.
Hmm. Doesn't she have something to do with the schools, too?
You know, I'm just asking questions here. I'm not painting any picture. But doesn't it seem like there's some similarities here at all to you? I mean, that these none of these charities could be used to funnel money to different places for different reasons. Could they?
Again, liars. Just saying.
I'm not just saying that. I'm just saying.
I am.
I'd like to know where the money ends up. I'd like to see how it's spent. I'd like to see, does it really benefit the families? Is it really benefiting the children? How high are the salaries of all these people? It's not a conflict of interest if you're on the board and making the deal with yourself to get the money to the charity?
Well, and it wasn't a small percentage, if I remember correctly. It was $50 million total, and seven, I believe, if that was the number.
Right. I believe it was seven that
Kevin,
went to.
Kevin cries the devil because he pointed to out, right? Yeah,
he's spending all that money.
He's spending all the money.
Yeah,
what
really?
Money? He's only been in office like 6 months, and according to them, he's gone on a spending spree. Yeah, but he's not really capable of doing that by himself. Sorry, that's not how it works. So I hear all these ads from the Kevin Cry recall people, which kind of...
He's costing the county all kinds of money, millions and millions of dollars.
Well, sort of a little bit of a BS job, if you ask me.
What's interesting, wow. too, so the people that are up here predominantly are Republican. They do not like Gavin Newsom, but if we do succeed in recalling Cry, which actually... He's been good so far. I can't say anything really bad about him.
Yeah.
If they do that, we end up getting Governor Newsom, who gets to select our new person up here. Does that sound like something
he could,
anybody
yes.
wants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, but if you ask them on the left, they say there's no way that Gavin Newsom will appoint anybody. Oh, but he appointed two of our judges.
These guys, they wouldn't lie about anything like that. It's too much public knowledge. Let's go to a break.
With that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility. Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Club don't allow no skipper playing in here. Club don't allow no skipper playing in here. Don't care what club don't allow, I'm gonna play that skipper anyhow. Club don't allow no skipper playing in here. Club don't allow no freedom of speech in here. Club don't allow no freedom of speech in here. Y'all don't allow no freedom of speech, but I think it's good overreach. Y'all don't allow no freedom of speech in here. Y'all don't allow anybody to say what they want here. Y'all don't allow anybody to say what they want here. They don't allow anybody to say what they want, but they're not gonna stop me rant. Y'all don't allow to say what they want.
Looks like Van Morrison put out a new album here. That's part of that. I was listening to a little bit. I didn't get to hear it all this morning. I have too many things to try to figure out and listen to. It's like information overload.
Don't we all? I mean, it's, yeah.
That's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. You got so much movies coming out, you know, that's exposing all kinds of stuff. It's like, well, you know, where do you find time?
It's really easy to watch those movies when you stop supporting pedophiles.
Yeah. I have to speed them up most of the time to take down the time. Otherwise, I can't get them in.
Well, and that's the thing that I noticed, and I've been having these conversations with my mom and others about, all right, so you have Dish TV, you have a lot of these other places, and you look at the things that they're donating to, and you look at the circle mm-hmm. of people that they surround them with, and you look at Hollywood elite, who apparently all were friends with Epstein and Weinstein and any of the other Steens that end in Steen. And
Frankenstein, Bidenstein.
And you see that time and time again, they all knew about it. They all knew about the crap that's going on. And mm-hmm. you look at Disney, they're actively saying, hey, we're going to put all this crap and all this filth and all the problems into your kids' stuff, whether you like it or not. Now, fortunately, Disney is laying people off because people are not going to see their crap.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
they're coming unplugged from Disney, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. There's a big, huge movement to start boycotting all of these places that support this woke stuff. And so...
been working.
And it's starting.
It is.
It absolutely is, because everybody's sick of this stuff. Oh, they talk about transparency and rights, except that they don't have to be transparent, and you do. Transparent, you know what I'm saying? And so, the thing is that they're the only ones supposed to have rights. So I don't care. Go have your black queen, drag queen,
but leave story the hour. Children
do
alone.
Do it at your house. Open up a theater. Let adults in. I don't care. Sell it. Do whatever. But
here locally,
that's your right.
Here locally, over in Red Bluff, last night there was a paranormal circuit. They called it. And
what?
A paranormal circuit.
What is that?
Well, basically, we were looking at the videos of it, my wife and I. And generally, it looked like something if you're into that sort of thing for adults, but they said it was kid-friendly. Now, most of it is like demonic burlesque.
You know, I gotta say this about my grandson today. He said that he saw something, and that was probably what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, it said it's kid for all ages, kid friendly. And he says, I think I'm gonna stay away from that. And I said, how can you make a determination of that? Well, just anytime it says all ages, kid friendly, you can just about, I was skeptical. I was like, so he's got more, he's sharper about it than I am, because I'm not out there, you know, trying to get it indoctrinated all the time. He's, you know, it's incredible.
Yeah, but what about the children that just go ahead and watch it.
Well,
it's out there everywhere.
Hey, I mean, drag queen story hour in kindergarten.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
For all ages and kid friendly.
Well, and that's what this thing was. They were saying it was a kid friendly showing, and yeah, it was burlesque. You've got pentagrams in the background. You've got 15-foot tall demon looking things chasing around woman in burlesque. I mean, it looked like a really good show if you're into some sort of R-rated movies.
Well, and
the guy selling.
The guy in the van with the trench coat on, giving kids the ability to pet his puppy, is all ages too and kid friendly. Only might end up someplace in another country doing something you don't want to do.
Well, look at what they're doing in the schools as far as sex education and teaching the children and
about
oral sex and go on and on and on about that in the books that they have.
Not doing that.
Oh, no, not at all.
They're not doing that.
That's why some of the schools here, I found out, some of the schools, I think Anderson, you can't even find out what's in the library at the school.
They're not doing that.
Isn't that a little odd that you can't go in?
I'm pretending I'm woke. They're not doing that.
This is from September 13th. Human traffickers exploiting Pornhub loophole that allows posting of content with minors. New released undercover footage shows a senior executive of an adult website admitting that rapists and human traffickers use a loophole in order to make money from illegal content. Mike Farley, and technical product manager of MindGeek, the company that owns Pornhub, told a Sound Investigators journalist recording him undercover that the senior management is aware of a loophole in the Pornhub age and consent verification process where the company does not verify the identities of people in user-uploaded videos that don't show faces.
Can you say 90% of Hollywood?
Well, and this is the thing. So, okay, all right, well, we don't show their face. We don't have to do that. So, I mean, it would seem to me that there needs to be any of those videos that don't show faces automatically need to be taken off right now. That would be what I would think.
Well,
I would think they need to be prosecuted across the board. Whether it shouldn't be happening, and these people should be prosecuted for what they're doing to the children.
They absolutely should, but so much of it's taking place in these other countries, and they're filming it there so that they're outside of the realm of legal law enforcement.
They just busted a big ranch down there on the border. Why do you think they have the border so open?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but they busted that guy with that big warehouse that was trafficking children, mm-hmm. and that was in the United States.
Well, we're on the I-5 corridor right here. This is a huge area for trafficking.
True.
Well, you've seen the grassroots army where the pastor goes off on the school board as he reads from the explicit book, and they're like, shut him down, get him out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's reading from the book that is so abrasive and so offensive that you guys won't hear it at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and I'm not talking about the guys locally. They won't in this particular meeting. I think it was actually in Temecula, I believe. I could be wrong about that. But they got the guy thrown out because they're like, this is too explicit. And but it's okay to teach the kids.
Exactly,
But they've been in denial. No, that's not happening. That's not happening here. And
so what's the problem?
Here's the proof it's happening. No, it's not happening. Get that guy out of here. It's not happening because we say it's not happening even though it's happening because that's how it works around here. It's called gaslighting. It's sort of like
because we don't have enough courage to stand up and tell the governor and them that we're not going to do this in our school.
It's kind of like banning guns.
That's
not happening. Your Second Amendment is safe. We'll never go after banning your guns even though that's what we're doing and not telling you.
It's double standards on absolutely
everything. It's called double speak.
Correct.
It's right out of 1984. Whatever I say I'm doing is not what I'm doing, even though I'm doing it.
Again, I'm a liar. Liar! Liar! Liar!
So,
you know, if you're not telling the truth, it's a lie. I don't care how you slice it up.
I got a video. This is JP. Really good stuff. And it talks about banning guns. Let's listen listen to this for a few minutes and see if you notice any similar things going on across the board in all different topics.
Is that a new dog?
No, it's a Staccato. It's a great gun.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
What's your dog's name?
Staccato.
He's beautiful.
Thank you.
He's a hell of a dog.
But did you know, here in New Mexico, where we're pretending to be right now, you're not allowed to have guns anymore?
Disarming citizens? What are you talking about? The right to bear arms is a constitutional right that affords us the opportunity to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government.
Well, the governor of New Mexico signed an emergency order banning guns. will say no more. I'm on board.
You are?
I thought you'd be a little more resistant to it.
Well, normally you'd be right, because I do see the right to own firearms as an inalienable right, because it's an inalienable right.
I don't know what inalienable means.
Me either, but it seems like the right place to use that word. I inalienably agree with you.
So the inalienable right to own firearms is written into the U.S. Constitution so you can protect you and your family. And the Founding Fathers, who lived most of their lives being ruled over by a tyrannical government, risked their lives so they could establish the U.S.'s independence so they could live as free sovereign people. And they were willing to risk their lives fighting the tyrannical government of England because they knew there were worse things than death. One of them being living on your knees with no freedom being ruled over by a tyrannical government. So normally I'm all for gun ownership as I see it as a necessary element of maintaining freedom. But
what?
But the exception is when a tyrannical government demands that you obediently surrender your right to defend yourself against a tyrannical government, then I don't think gun ownership should be a right.
I think people in North Korea would agree.
Because the tyrannical government probably has a good reason for revoking your constitutional right.
But what if they told you their reason for taking away your gun rights, and it sounded kind of good on paper, but they were just lying to you? And they secretly had an ulterior agenda for why they're taking away your gun rights.
A tyrannical government wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't?
No. A tyrannical government might be willing to strip people of their health, happiness, and human rights, enable child sex trafficking, and kill people, but they wouldn't lie to you.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's no way they could live with that on their conscience.
Yeah, that would be too much.
Like, if they did lie, then they might feel like a really heavy sense of guilt when they're doing other parts of their job. Like ordering their citizens to inject themselves with something that they know is going to cause massive health problems and death in a noticeable number of people.
Yeah, there's no way they'd be willing to subject themselves to feeling that awful sense of guilt.
Therefore, I automatically believe the New Mexico governor's publicly stated reasons for why she revoked the gun rights of her citizens that are never supposed to be revoked.
You have really thought this through.
Yeah.
What was her publicly stated reason?
Emergency health crisis.
Ah, it's always about health, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess getting shot is a public health emergency.
I assume it has something to do with
COVID!
For sure. Like how that deadly virus is killing 0.02% of people who have at least two comorbidities. And people became desperate to kill this thing before statistically speaking it probably wouldn't kill them. So they turned to using guns against the virus.
Seems like a valid medical treatment.
And like, because the virus is inside the body, when people started trying to shoot the virus, they would accidentally shoot themselves.
So you gotta ban guns in response to the public exactly. health emergency.
I also get curious. In New Mexico, a significantly higher number of people die in car accidents than they do through gun violence.
Is that because people are trying to run over COVID with their cars?
No. Turns out, just a lot of women drive in New Mexico.
Frightening.
So because a lot more people die in car accidents, I just wonder, will the governor ban cars? Because by all accounts, it's a much larger public health emergency than guns are.
Dude, I sure hope she does.
But here's the question. Would criminals who are using cars to commit crimes obey the car ban law?
Definitely not. They're criminals.
Like, if a criminal's using a car to drive over to his ex-girlfriend's house to kill her because he found out she was cheating on him with my brother throughout our entire relationship,
is this something you did?
There's no way he'd obey a law to not drive a car, a much lesser crime, while he's going to commit the high crime of murder.
Then would this gun ban law just affect law-abiding citizens, actually leaving them defenseless against criminals who are not willing to obey the gun ban law?
No, it'd be different with guns. Possessing a gun being a crime, that's the one law criminals will obey.
As long as we don't use any logic or talk about this any further, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, seems
makes
legit.
Sense to me.
Yeah.
By the way, you can tell he's going to be a big dog because he's got big paws.
I hate it when people say that.
My favorite part of that whole thing was, yeah, they got a lot of women drivers. Oh, I'm sure that was politically
a little bit.
At least you didn't say Asian. Oh boy, you know, it's when you go through that whole thing, it's like it's complete. It's so absurd. Yeah, these guys wouldn't lie to us. They're not trying to take over. I have a quote here from Nancy Ware. And you can look up who Nancy Ware was if you go to the White Mouse. Now, she was a spy in Germany, and she was spying for the Allies. And this is what she said is. She said, "I have only one thing to say. I killed a lot of Germans, and I am only sorry I didn't kill more. On her wartime exploits, freedom is the only thing worth living for. While I was doing that work, I used to think it didn't matter if I died, because without freedom, there was no point in living." Now,
right.
If you can't understand what's going on with an oppressive government that ends up...
The news
up
from
in,
Town Hall is brought to you on...
I guess we're going to
we'll pick this up on the other side. See you in about 5 minutes, folks.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former President Donald Trump has won another straw poll. Here's correspondent Ken Lormand.
Mr. Trump won the Family Research Council Action's Pray, Vote, Stand Summit straw poll, receiving nearly 64% of the votes cast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finished second with just over 27% of the vote. DeSantis won the vice presidential straw poll with 25% of the votes cast. Over 1,600 people were registered for the summit. Only FRC Action members who were present at the event were allowed to vote. Ken Lorman reporting.
Some top Republican presidential candidates spoke to a gathering of influential evangelical Christians yesterday in the Midwest.
The Faith and Freedom Coalition held its annual banquet and town hall in Des Moines, Iowa on Saturday. Chief political rivals of former President Trump spoke to the group of more than 1,000 people. Former Vice President Mike Pence addressed the gathering, along with fellow candidates Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott spoke there as well.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The union representing striking auto workers is describing its latest talks with Ford as reasonably productive. The UAW statement came yesterday as its limited strike against the big three automakers carries into the weekend with no end in sight. Stellantis gave details about its recent offer to the UAW, a raise in the wage proposal, to about what other automakers are already paying. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton back in office after winning acquittal on impeachment charges. However, the Texas GOP is split by the impeachment. Conservative allies of the Attorney General say they will target Republicans who went after him in the first place. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Westwood Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you one of the nearly 10 million families that own a timeshare? Unfortunately, many families stuck in timeshares have learned the dark side of ownership, as their timeshare ends up being nothing like they were promised. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you were lied to when buying a timeshare, you're going to need help. I know this because I once worked as a timeshare salesman, but quit the business and made it my personal mission to help folks get rid of bad timeshares. That's why I put together a timeshare exit information kit to help you understand how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Over 30,000 families have trusted us to get rid of their timeshares. Many started out by simply calling us for the free information kit and are now timeshare free.
To get your free information kit, call Wesley Financial now. 800-939-1331. That's 800-939-1331. 800-939-1331.
Longtime Starbucks leader Howard Schultz is stepping down from the company's board of directors.
Schultz is credited for transforming the Seattle-based business into the coffee giant it's known as today. Starbucks said his departure from the board is part of a planned transition. After purchasing Starbucks in 1987, Schultz headed the company as CEO until 2000 and again between 2008 and 2017. He later came out of retirement to return as interim CEO while the company searched for a new chief executive last year.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Two cargo ships have arrived in one of Ukraine's ports this weekend using a temporary Black Sea corridor established by the government. They're the first since Russia's withdrawal from a wartime agreement designed to ensure safe grain exports from the invaded country's port to Palau-flagged bulk carriers docked on Saturday. News and analysis at townhall.com. A toddler has died and three other children were sickened by opioids at a New York City daycare center Friday. Police are investigating.
A kilo press used to package large quantities of drugs was found at the daycare facility, according to police who say workers had a hard time waking the young children up after a nap. That's when they realized something was wrong. Police say a one-year-old boy at the daycare center overdosed from the drugs and could not be saved. An eight-month-old and a two-year-old at the daycare center were saved with Narcan. A two-year-old who'd already been picked up by their mom was saved when she realized something was wrong and rush them to the hospital. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, September the 17th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including retired Supreme Court Justice David Souter. He is 84 years old. Basketball Hall of Fame coach Phil Jackson has 78 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Heart Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
A new bill called the Fair Play for Federal Firefighters Act was recently introduced by Congressman Doug LaMalfa. It aims to provide short-term financial relief for federal firefighters facing potential pay cuts. The bill would temporarily increase hourly wages for deployment bonuses for federal firefighters for two more years, through September 2023. This serves as an interim solution while Congress negotiates long-term plans to appropriately compensate federal firefighters. LaMalfa stated the bill intends to maintain current pay levels that firefighters have received in the past couple of years. He argued it is urgently needed to properly pay and retain firefighters, especially when fire season is underway. The concern is that impending pay cuts could significantly impact firefighter staffing and responding to major wildfires. The bill has already garnered support in Congress. According to LaMalfa, the goal is for it to pass and be signed into law by President Biden before the end of September. This would prevent federal firefighters from experiencing reduced wages that are set to start October 1st. In our second brief, Camille King is running for a seat on the Gateway Unified School District Board. She has nearly 25 years of retail management experience and currently runs a small business from home. King has two children and has long volunteered at the Gateway Schools. King decided to run because of concerns of how schools handled COVID-19 protocols. She felt compelled to get involved to better protect students, support parental rights, and increase engagement, aiding teacher success, and ensure strong student futures. King believes new superintendent Kyle Turner has made a good impression and Gateway has amazing teachers. However, she wants to analyze the budget and see if more funds could go to classrooms and teachers. She also aims to look into potential wasteful spending and high administration costs compared to similar districts. To prepare for the role, King is seeking community feedback, attending board meetings, and researching education bills. She knows it will be a long process, but she remains committed to protecting students and providing quality education. King stresses this is not parents versus teachers. Involvement of both is critical for student success. Town Hall notes, this is not an endorsement of any political candidate. We wish to fairly, unbiasedly represent any candidate that is speaking their opinion and their stances. If you want to be on Town Hall, let us know. Moving to our local board, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted 3-1 to create a Citizens Election Advisory Committee. Board Chair Patrick Jones sponsored the resolution. He stated the purpose is increasing oversight, transparency, and public trust in elections. The committee members would be subject to open meeting laws, publish agendas publicly, and allow public attendance. During public comments, however, some citizens supported the committee to improve transparency. Others expressed concerns about conspiracy theorists being appointed. Supervisor Jones, Kevin Cry, and Chris Kellstrom voted yes. Mary Rickert voted no, and Tim Gorman abstained. Rickert and Gorman said they were not against the committee, but wanted more information before voting. The approval comes amid scrutiny of Shasta County election processes. Supporters argued the advisory committee could help restore voter confidence and faith in the system. Critics said it could further spread election misinformation, depending on who is appointed. To our final brief, the Reading City Council voted unanimously to approve a temporary outdoor shelter on Commercial Street for people experiencing homelessness. The shelter will be located in a vacant lot downtown and have space to accommodate around 30 people. The intention of the shelter is to provide transitional housing while more permanent solutions are developed to access the homeless crisis. It'll operate for 180 days initially, with potential extensions up to 2 years, run by the Good News Rescue Mission. During the public comment period at the council meeting, some citizens and business owners voiced support for helping the homeless population. However, they raised concerns about the proposed location of the shelter due to its proximity to the library and nearby neighborhoods. In response, council members stated that the site was recommended by the police department as optimal for safety and security considerations. The council ultimately decided the urgent need for temporary shelter outweighed concerns about that specific location. The measure approved $750,000 in funding for operating the shelter and providing services like security, showers, restrooms, and case management. Officials acknowledged the shelter alone will not solve the crisis, but characterized it as an important step amidst a lack of resources. Thank you for listening to your Shasta Lake Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at 420 Truth Seeker on X, formerly Twitter.
Who was that guy?
Hate that guy.
I'm not sure what I want to say about that.
Weird.
Weird.
We know who that... Whoa, okay.
I don't know if they heard the Green Tambourine was the climate change new anthem, I guess. We'll skip over that. A great report, Dave. I wanted to mention the fact that people need to send their money to Keep and Bear Arms. It's to keepandbear.com. TOKEEPANDBEAR. Good grief. I'm going to post it in the chat room.
Or you can just send a check to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003.
Yeah, it's we want to keep supporting that because the great work that's happening over there with Mark Baird and company and the winning, hopefully we've got a really good thing going on with this preliminary injunction. And at the same time, you got the morons down there in Sacramento trying to completely circumvent the Second Amendment. They passed the 28th Amendment through both chambers. They're trying to do a constitutional convention, I think, on this whole thing. I got a short report here from Copper Jacket TV. Let's play this real quick, and then we'll move on. I got a couple things on CDC and the COVID and Fauci admitting that it causes myocarditis this last week. And oh boy,
again, lies.
Well, this is the first time he's actually admitted it does it, though, I think. And then there's a huge backlash. But let's listen to this. This is a hat tip to Copper Jacket TV. Here we go.
Copper Jacket TV. So if there was a competition between all 50 states to see who hated the Constitution and the Second Amendment the most, pretty sure California would be going home with that trophy, especially after what they did yesterday. Let's talk about it. This channel is proud to be sponsored by the USCCA. If you carry for your own protection, you need a USCCA membership. With your membership, you get that self-defense liability, which is absolutely priceless. So if you are interested, check out the link in the description box. Let's get to it. Okay, so let's go and talk about what's going on here. So I don't think it's any big secret that California politicians absolutely loathe the Second Amendment. They cannot stand that it's this impenetrable wall that blocks them on their road to disarmament. They try and go over it, they try and go around it, but eventually, just like with all other things that are unconstitutional, they keep getting pushed behind it. So what do they want to do? Well, they want to just take down the wall altogether, and that's what they're doing with their 28th Amendment. So Newsom proposed the 28th Amendment, as everybody knows, and we all know that it's not going to work out. It's not going to go through, but they don't care. They're going to go ahead and do it anyway. So a while back, the Senate voted to approve the 28th Amendment. After that, it had to go to the Assembly. And just yesterday, the California State Assembly voted on the 28th Amendment. And do you want to know how it went? It went to a vote of 54 to 14. 54 in favor and 14 not in favor. There was some people who just didn't vote. That included some Democrats who kind of stayed out of it. But they voted in a majority, 54 to 14, to basically essentially erase your Second Amendment rights. If that doesn't show you right there how much they loathe the Second Amendment, then absolutely nothing will. They do not care about it. They want to see it gone.
But this is what it's all about. Has absolutely nothing to do with trying to undermine the Second Amendment. Is it trying to strengthen the Second Amendment so that people are safe in every community in America?
So California has just become the very first state in the entire country to call for a constitutional convention to add the 28th Amendment. Now here's the thing, while we know that this is not going to work, we have over half the country right now who approves of constitutional carry. They're not going to go ahead and join in on this 28th Amendment thing, and they need 3/4 of all state legislatures in order to make this happen. So it's not going to work. But what you have to understand here is that they're showing you exactly how they feel about your right. This is exactly how they feel about it. A vast majority of the people that run the state of California want to see it gone. And there's a little bit of delusion out there as well. As a matter of fact, the governor of that state actually believes that this does have a chance of winning. And he said that out loud. He believes that this is something that, because of polling, he says that polling shows that a majority of the country wants this. A majority of the country supports the regulation that is within the 28th Amendment. And he says that it's a vast majority, something like 86% of the entire country supports the things that he is trying to do through this 28th Amendment. So, again, while we know that it's not going to work, there is still a delusion out there that this has a chance of actually making it through. Now, let's just play devil's advocate and say that other states are jumping on board with this. What would need to happen? Well, you would have to have 3/4 of the state's legislatures also vote to have a constitutional convention and then decide to take up this 28th Amendment. So, first, you have to create the convention, right? So you have to have 3/4 of the state's legislatures vote to have a convention to begin with. Now, each one of those states that votes to have a convention can actually bring up their own things within that convention as well. So if they wanted to make any changes to the Constitution, they have every right to do it as well. They would be able to make whatever changes they wanted to, like, for instance, national reciprocity or constitutional carry. If they wanted to somehow solidify that within the Constitution, a state could do that. They could add that to it. It just doesn't have to just be about the 28th Amendment. The 28th Amendment is what's causing California to call for that constitutional convention. But once you have a convention, each one of their states can bring up whatever they want if they want something to be added. And even if California was to bring up that whole 28th Amendment, should there be a convention, still doesn't mean that it actually has a good chance of making it into our Constitution. So again, there's a long game going on here, and the chances of this actually happening are pretty much 0.0. to maybe 0.0. So that's kind of the chances of this actually working out. But again, it's just, you know, California never quits. I mean, they never quit. You know, what they've done to their own, citizens, what they've done to them is what they want to do to the rest of the country. And they'll stop at nothing to do that, including completely obliterating a constitutional right. That's what California is right there. So just try and keep that in mind every time you're wondering whether or not things will change. Until there's a top-down change, nothing will ever change in that state. So I just wanted to let you guys know that that just happened yesterday. They officially voted on it and approved it by a vast majority. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on it. If other states decide that they want to join in on this, maybe Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, or, you know, Illinois, other states that we know kind of support what California does, they might jump in on it, but I don't see other states doing it. But I'll let you guys know where these other states stand. Again, thank you very much for watching. I do appreciate it. Please like, subscribe. You guys have a great day.
So that's Copper Jacket TV, and I think he's got some good points. But it also, we were having a discussion over the break about polling. And,
right.
You know, I think it should be, they should call it lying instead of polling.
Well, it depends definitely who's doing the polling and how they're doing it.
Well, do you believe that 86% of the people in America support the 28th Amendment to get rid of the Second Amendment?
No.
There's no way. These guys.
That's so stupid.
I know. It's complete stupidity.
Yeah.
But they'll lie about anything. That's my point. Newsom saying that, you know, these guys all support it. And look at what they're doing down there. You talk about overreach. You talk about the government out of control. You talk about and all the people, yeah, gun control.
What's the percentage of the population of the United States that owns guns?
I don't know, but it's a lot. Even some of the woke guys need protection.
I'm just saying. So there's your answer to that one.
They just want to get rid of anybody that is in their way as guns. So.
In the last week, we have seen stupid amounts of crime waves in these blue cities and blue states. And
it's another one. They just ripped off a store that took all the 25 Rolex watches down in L.A. It's like, yeah, have you guys had enough yet?
Yeah, but you got New York. And then that don't let them come to my city.
So
we don't want to be sanctuary city no more.
Over in Portland, the police chief came online and did a live on-air broadcast and said, well, we realize that crime is running rampant, but if somebody wants to take your keys or your wallet or anything, just give it to them.
Yeah,
just give it to them.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Instead of like putting people in prison or punishing them or defending yourself, just give them it because that's going to encourage them to stop taking everybody's stuff, right?
So there's a new one out from the Gateway Pundit as of today's date. Even robots are not safe in crime-ridden Los Angeles. The controversial zero bail bill.
You mean
policy.
They're still in the robots too?
They're busting up the robots and they're taking out
they're taking out the chips.
What?
So what it is you have these.
What do you mean busting? What robots? We've got R2-D2 down there directing traffic.
Wally. So you've got Wally food delivery robots. They will come over, they will pick up food, and they will carry the food to some place and then drop it off.
So are they flying Wally robots or are they on the ground?
No, so they look like this.
So nobody's gonna mug a Wally for a free meal, right?
Well, they'll just dismantle Wally and sell his parts and make lots of money.
When I get hungry, I'm just going to wait outside the place where Wally lives.
Well, and so here's the videos that I'm seeing on this. I'm looking at the videos, and you have these people that are riding on top of Wally. It's not moving, but like they're just like you know those 25-cent kid rides? I mean, they're probably 75 cents now under inflation.
Yeah, you mean those $5 kid rides out in front of Save Mart or wherever?
So anyway, they're on this thing, and they're half naked, kind of going back and forth, getting some brown stains there on where you get your food. And then the other videos where they just come over and you know cow tipping, right? This is Wally tipping. They'll slowly push and tink, and then afterwards they'll just open it up, free meal. Who would have thought?
So then they're gonna start using Wally for their drugs and stuff too. I'm sure you could always just put your drugs on there in San Francisco and ship it over with.
That's actually not a bad idea, but the problem is it probably would never make it there because people will steal it before it gets there. But these robots are a solution to the fact that food delivery guys don't want to be in those areas anymore because they'll get checked.
Yeah,
why would you have a problem delivering food in San Francisco?
Yeah.
You got to look at the poop map. Yeah, street?
So it's what's happened is that we are slowly sinking into a prehistoric mire of crap. So I saw this yesterday. I saw this yesterday on a video. So this guy's out there, buck naked.
Oh, yes!
Did you see that? Buck naked. He's out there, and then a guy drives by on a bike with just some shorts on.
He was naked too.
He was
naked too?
I don't know, they had a few words, and he comes back on his bike, and now we've got a buck naked fight on the corner between these guys. One guy's doing the stomp, and the other guy's on the ground, and it's like...
You got World Store cheering around over there.
It was Portland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they go, only in Portland, there was the video.
You've got the pride flag in the background, you got this guy on the bike, comes over to start curb stomping, everybody's cheering for these two naked guys in the street just beating each other up. Fist fights, America!
Yeah. This is like UFC Different though. You know, bring your own. Never mind. You don't need
even
a costume.
Even the gladiator had the decency to have him wear flip flops.
Wow. Okay.
The best thing would if the guy got off the bike and yelled, "Nacho!"
Just before the curb stop. This is Portland.
Wow. I'm not sure where.
In other news, Nashville elected their first transgender councilwoman.
I saw that.
So,
hey, what could go wrong?
That's the first for Tennessee. Olivia Hill was the first Nashville Metro Council's members at large after winning a runoff election on September 15th. Hill, a biological male who identifies as transgender woman, secured roughly 12.9% of the vote. Real good turnout there. Real good turnout.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey. And I think California just is the first state to do transgender month now.
Oh yeah. So the funny thing is
we'll get rid of the founding fathers, tear down all the statues of freedom, but we're gonna have transgender drag queen story hour month.
It's so much better than that. So my wife being Hispanic,
starting to sound like Suey. Stewie.
Hooey!
It's so much better than that.
So much better than that.
So much.
Blueberries.
No.
Mommy. Okay, so much better than that, because my wife, being Hispanic, pointed out to me the fact that that month formerly was Hispanic and Latino month. But instead, we're not toss the Hispanic and Latinos out and bring in the transgender.
Once again, they really care about the Hispanic and Latinos, right?
But as of the 15th, I do have a story here that's pretty interesting.
Hurry up.
Protesters chant, send them back at AOC during New York press conference.
They don't want
close
the people. Close the border now because they're in our backyard and we can't have that.
So over 110,000 migrants have arrived in New York City since the spring of 2022.
They wouldn't even let her talk because she was, it was crazy.
They were saying send them back. Well, this is the problem. They expect all these border states to just keep getting the influx of all these people. And the fact of the matter is they needed to do this a lot sooner. They needed to get these people to the blue areas that say that they want
them.
Well,
this is how whacked out these people. It's kind of like New York, so they're putting them up in $500 a night hotels. It's like Lahaina. So Lahaina, and I talked to my guy down there in Lahaina, and they go to the Lahaina, the FEMA guys, they go there, and so what do? They're staying in $1,000 a night hotels down there while they're getting diversity and white supremacist training for what? Because the people out there need that kind of training in order to do a good job saving them from the fire.
And they're also trying to pass a law in Texas that everybody that comes across the border into Texas, you can't leave Texas.
These people, okay, so let's just get it out on the table. These people are freaking nuts. They're nuts.
They're beyond nuts.
Their priorities are so out of whack with reality that when reality kicks them, it's kind of like what Ayn Rand said. You can ignore the reality, but sooner or later you can't ignore the consequences of reality. And we're starting to get into the consequences of reality because you can ignore that all day long that there's no problem until there's a problem.
It's in their backyard.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and this is the thing, too. So, like, I've got this story about Ukraine. So we now have sent $1 billion more to Ukraine than we have the entire war in Afghanistan.
And what happened to the money? What'd they do?
That's my point. We don't have guns for these people on the front lines. They don't have food on the front lines.
No.
They're using the money, apparently, to build roads in areas that are not under attack. Does that sound like...
Joe went on vacation again yesterday.
Right?
Is this the same money that they took from... the retirement funds and stuff here and put in
that's probably next.
I think they already did that.
Oh, did they do that one?
I think so. Oh,
also, yeah. I'm young enough to remember about a month ago when the rocket launchers we sent over there are in Mexico now on our border with the cartels carrying them.
Saying that us old people don't know what happened a month ago? Is that what you were saying? I'm young enough to know a month ago, he said. It's like, okay, what? We don't remember?
Biden, maybe?
Wow, no cognitive dissonance there. Wow, so
tried to slip it in.
I don't think Biden's going to make the cut. I think they're going to try to pull him out of the deal. I think
people want him out. I mean, you know what? Well, they're like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, it's gone too far. And what they're seeing is the polls are overwhelming. See, you can cheat when it's close. That's why they always make the polls close. But when it's like 89-12, it's a lot harder to cheat.
Right.
So they got a problem. And so they got to get somebody in there like, I don't know, Mr. Slick, Despicable Me down there in Sacramento, Gruesome Newscom. And they got to get somebody like him in order to even have a prayer at
Maybe.
This point. Because, hey, you know, either that or we can put the sock puppet that's sitting in reserve there, Kamala, who's like, Bill, I was listening to Bill Whittle this morning. He says, he thinks she's actually retarded. and he's not saying that because we know that, like, Biden is, you know, not retarded, but, you know, getting a little older, dementia setting in, he's losing it. But she's just retarded. You know, she's like a kid. She's up there. Well, the school bus goes round and round because the tires are round and the bus is going to
school.
And
the bus is yellow.
And it's yellow.
And it's yellow.
Good thing it's not a submarine because then it would be a yellow submarine bus. But I digress.
But it's electric. Yellow bus, guys.
That's what it comes down to.
And with that, we'll take a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. I think somebody's in there.
I don't know.
Oh.
All right. Well,
nobody's at the board.
All right. Let's move on then.
Okay.
Let's go to the CDC thing. Let's go.
One second before we do, because this is a big one. So September 14th, just before we had the whole instance with AOC, we had the White House had host CEOs to discuss refugee resettlement sponsorship programs. Thousands of refugees in both Ukraine and Afghanistan have arrived in the U.S. during President Joe Biden's time in office. The White House told Reuters that executives will meet Zients and other members of the Biden administration to discuss specific ways we can continue to work together to support safe order pathways for people in the United States. So that's a new one.
And with that, I think we're going to go to a break, and we will pick up the CDC when we get back.
Yeah.
See you in about 3.
This love and night of mine, I'm going to let it change. This love and night of mine, I'm going to let it change. This loving man of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Every day, every day, every day. When I'm on my throat, I'm gonna let it shine. When I'm walking alone, I'm gonna let it shine. When I'm singing my song, I'm gonna let it shine. Every day, every day. Every day, this loving light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This loving light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This loving light of mine.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Join Tolkien's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
More Van Morrison. I mean, I'm kind of a big Van Morrison fan, always have been, but this is new stuff, and it's kind of different. It's more of a skittle, I guess they call it, or something. It's like this jazzy type stuff.
It's weird, because for me, in my generation at least, listening to some of this stuff and the way that sounds, it reminds me of some of the newer CW music.
Where do you think they got it?
I know, but just it's the way that I've been introduced to some of those. Like, I'm thinking, Vampire Diaries. So my wife watched that, and there's a scene like anytime they're in New Orleans, they'll normally play a bunch of that type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, a little jazz thing. All right, so let's get we got a couple more things to cover, and I do want to get to the story of these coin shops losing their bank accounts too. So with this is now Fauci's saying that the COVID vaccine can give you myocarditis.
Again, he's lying all the time.
Well, I mean, it's like before, it's going to cure it.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. And now he's saying that you can catch it and it's not good for you.
Well, evidently, this was a huge backlash. This is from Newsweek, by the way, which is not any bastion of conservative values. And we got a clip here we'll play real quick and then we'll talk about it. Comments made by Anthony Fauci on the updated COVID-19 vaccine have sparked backlash on social media, with critics falsely claiming that he admitted for the first time that it is linked to myocarditis. Well, you be the judge. Here's the clip. Hold on. The clip. Well, I got to get
experience with
there we go.
Again, we have experience with this type of vaccine in billions of people. It's a safe vaccine. Of course, with the mRNA, there's a very, very, very low risk, particularly in young men, of getting a myocarditis. But if you look at the risk of myocarditis from COVID itself, is greater than the risk of the vaccine.
I don't know about that. Boy, he's been truthful all along. And
Yeah, sure.
You know, here's the problem with when you lie all the time. You can't remember which lies you told, and you forget about the lies that you thought about. And pretty soon you're all mixed up on what the truth is, and you just keep talking.
I don't think he cares.
So I remember personally going off on our board of supervisors after listening to them for 7 hours ignore the pleas of individuals from the nurse's office or the doctor's office.
That was different then. That's kind of like the guys that are running the show now, the circus out there. They got a lot of real they got real things to bring up, you know, like racism.
Well, and so that was back when we were doing the Modi recall. And I had prepared a speech that I was planning on giving them, And I just was fed up with it. It was 7 hours of listening to teachers and 7 hours of doctors and 7 hours of nurses who had lost their jobs or were losing their jobs actively for not wanting to take experimental MNRA technology.
Well, there was no repercussions like that. That's complete balderdash. That nobody ever got fired. It wasn't mandatory, and it cured everyone.
They never said that you had to take the jab.
Well, and now, so it was at that point in time we were bringing up the instances of myocarditis and some of the Robert Malone information.
I guess all these guys dropping dead, you know, like on the basketball courts and on the football fields and the soccer and all that stuff. That was from the virus itself.
It's only going to be another 8 months until we find out all these blood clots, that was from the virus.
In the meantime,
how are we
going to
find out? Because in the meantime, we're going to have something else come up. And you're going to have to get vaccinated for that because
you
don't want to catch that variant.
Do you know how we're going to find out? We're the placebo group. We decided not to do any of it. And there's nobody dying. Nobody's getting it. And you only get it so you only have it if you go get tested. If you get sick and you get tested, COVID automatically. If you get a little sick and you go home and you drink some soup get some rest, it goes away and you never had it. Get it?
Well, and here's another one too, right? Right kind of along the same lines. France stops the sale of iPhone 12 over radiation absorption concerns. So a French regulatory agency ordered Apple to stop selling the iPhone 12 due to concerns about radiation. The ANFR, a radiation watchdog group, has called for the recall of every iPhone 12 sold in France if the company does not update the phone's software. The agency says the model, which has been on sale since September 2020, has a specific absorption rate well above the legal limit.
Let's go back.
No.
I'm not done on CD on the COVID stuff. So with all that happened with Fauci, okay.
You have to get a booster.
CDC recommends new COVID booster for everyone over 6 months of age. Really?
Yeah, they just brought that in. Stating that from 6 months of age up,
so the American Centers for Disease and Control Prevention has accepted the advice of an advisory panel and recommended that the new ABB 1.15 COVID vaccine to everyone 6 months or older. The CDC insists that the benefits of the vaccine exceed the risks for everyone. It has been reported that the risk of individuals over 20 contracting COVID is a mere 0.089. Let's see, and it is further reduced when young people. So you believe these guys, and you want to get the vaccine again because you just have a mild chance of having a heart attack and dying.
Right, but
it's pretty small.
Like with the children, are they? How are you going to know when people go in to have children that they don't automatically give it to them?
I prefer rest and chicken soup myself.
What about the documents they didn't want us to see for 90 years and then 50 years and then 30 years and then we got a few of the pages from it and it also even that wasn't good? But what about those documents?
Those the ones that Pfizer had?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the guys that were promoting all of this stuff.
The people that made all the money off of it?
And the ones that, I don't know, that were invested in by Bill Gates and, you know...
And they own part of it or had shares in it?
Yeah, those guys.
Oh.
BlackRock and State Street.
No problem, Vanguard.
Vanguard, the guys that own the world are collecting all the money.
It's also interesting that that whole Stonehenge thing over there in Georgia.
How did we get to
Stonehenge?
Do you remember the Georgia Guidestones?
Yeah, I know the Georgia Guidestones. That's a Stonehenge. Stonehenge is an
angel. It was a Stonehenge.
That's a whole different thing.
There was stones there, so they're all related. It's called the Rock.
What kind of juice are you drinking today?
By the way, Dwayne Johnson was there at Stonehenge in Georgia at the Guidestones to promote his new movie called The Rock.
So anyway, they got blown up. If you look at what was going on those Georgia Guidestones, they were talking about reducing world population, talking out of this stuff.
Right.
Now, it wasn't something where, I mean, whoever made it originally, obviously a little kooky, right?
They blew those up, by the way, I remember.
Okay, so they got blown up, but then the Pfizer guy, head of it, said, we're going to rebuild those. What? Excuse me?
Well, you need the Guidestones in Georgia because... it's like, the elections. Somebody's got to tell everybody what to do. I don't know, man.
It's everybody, like, just follow, you know, Dr. Fauci and you'll be okay.
Have we crossed over into freaking Rod Serling's Twilight Zone?
We're beyond Twilight Zone.
We're in the crappiest timeline. The very next timeline. Like, you got the little people that have, like, the fingers that are made of jelly. You never saw that?
I missed that one.
Okay.
Fingers made of
jelly. Okay. We're taking your drink away now.
It wasn't a very good movie. Everybody liked it, but it was the...
Everybody liked it, but it wasn't a very good movie.
I didn't think it was good.
They had fingers with jelly.
You were jelly fingers.
Man, I'm beginning to wonder what you've been doing.
Everything All at Once Everywhere is what it was called. And it was basically this woman is in all these different timelines at once, and there's, like, fingered. It was horrible. It was a bad movie.
I don't want to
Wow.
Scientifically,
that you would even know that timelines. Movie existed. Kind of, it's just...
It was popular.
I'm at this point glad I'm not watching movies these days.
It's not a good movie.
I guess if Dave invites us over, thanks for that stellar review
because I'm not watching it.
I might have to say no if you invite me over for movie night. I'm just saying.
Here's some popcorn. Would you like some jelly fingers with that?
Yeah.
It got a 7.8 out of 10.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, it was probably some woke idiot on the
It was some woke crap the whole way through.
My God. Well, it's like Brokeback Mountain, 4-star.
You hit it.
What an Academy Award, because that's what I want to see is a couple of cowboys going down Brokeback Mountain.
That ain't right.
There was sausage jelly fingers meeting mouths. It was very...
Sausage jelly fingers.
I'm starting to
You're way over the top, okay? You guys are
I'm taking another drink. All right, let's go.
All right. Sausage jelly fingers.
Too many monsters. Okay, so let's move on to something serious. Three separate coin shop owners... shocked as their bank accounts suddenly shut down. Now, Terry talked about a little bit about this on the Jefferson State of Mind. And here's the thing. Why do we keep telling people, get your money out of the banks? Uh-huh. Why do we keep telling people, get into crypto, get into precious metals, get into oil, get into something real? Because the people that are running the show with a fractional reserve system – oh, excuse me, minus the fractional reserves now, is complete airbucks. There's nothing. And if you look at the overnight repo rate, they're doing, now what that means is they're basically propping up the market through false paradigms that don't really exist by transferring between banks now $1.2 trillion every single night to give the illusion that there's liquidity out there. And guess what's going to happen when the illusion stops working. Now,
they're even taking, you know, closing people's bank accounts.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Not just coin dealers, regular citizens, they're taking their money.
Okay,
they also are opening fake accounts for these people.
Wells Fargo, all the way. They did that for years.
And they're doing it again. They're doing it again.
So, but the point here is that there's a lot of people that are doing what's called unbanking. And unbanking basically means I don't want to leave all of my eggs in one basket in the bank.
Right.
Because if you do, and they have a banking crisis, not anything like that happened ever before. I don't know, like It's a Wonderful Life, 2008. Nothing ever is going to happen to these banks. And, of course, they've got enough money in the government through FDIC to back everybody's money, except that they don't. That's for them anyway. Well, it doesn't matter because when you own a printing press, it doesn't. Anyway, so.
Well, if you stop and think about it, about a month or so ago, we had problems with the bank right here, Tri-Counties. Well, you could not do banking really with Tri-Counties.
I'm predicting that.
They had a hack.
I'm predicting another banking crisis is coming, and it's not that far away. And we are in the middle of a huge bank run this year, as it is, despite the fact that, I don't know, what do they call them? What is it? KCRSky?
It's KRCR.
KRCRSky. Doesn't report anything, and we can rely on that ABC, NBC, MSLSD, and CNN. Those guys that have been reporting everything so far accurately and honestly. You know, remember?
Sure they are. Yeah.
So
who owns them?
I don't know.
Vanguard?
BlackRock, maybe.
Vanguard?
Well, that's the interesting thing. Street. Is, so you have now Disney that's looking to sell ABC, too, now. Did you hear about that one?
I don't know, man. I don't pay much attention to Disney these days.
Well, Disney owns a lot of stuff.
Well, Disney is owned by some of the big boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they,
but here's
they're
the
one of the tiers.
The,
yeah.
The Wilkers.
ABC has lost a bunch. And they, for a while, were using them on the Good Morning Show and all the rest of it to be able to promote all the Disney stuff. That's right. Why they were doing it all in the background. Well, now that they're, now that normies are turning away from the TV and shutting that off and be like, you know, it's a whole bunch of crap.
Well, you can really see that everybody's getting away from mainstream media, and I think all you have to do is look at this last debate. If you look at this last presidential debate, you know, they got killed in the ratings because Trump wasn't there, and Trump got like 200 million views on Tucker Carlson on X, and they got like 14 million on the mainstream news. People have had enough of the lying. I'm sure there's a small group out there that are, you know, like the crowd in a Tom Slick cartoon. Yay! But the rest of us are going, I'm tired of being lied to. I'm tired of getting disinformation. They talk about, oh, the Ministry of Truth and disinformation. These guys are the chief architects of all this misinformation across the board. And if you can't see that, that's because you have your head so far up your keister that it's kind of hard to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back to the news stuff. I just happen to have a graph here, you know, like AP, you know, is above like Disney.
Yeah.
And then above them is like the White House and the Pentagon. Just so you know, that's kind of the way the pair, the model
goes.
I don't
know where you got your chart, but you can connect the dots to anything. Who made the chart?
I don't remember where we pulled that from, but I think it's actually...
I remember seeing a chart that was like that recently.
Something propaganda research, I'm not sure.
But
I see, and you have a valid point here, who's directing, because you've got trails here from the White House, from the Pentagon, from the CIA.
Goes down to AP, AP goes out to all of...
They got a lawsuit going about... telling these guys to stop influencing the social media, and they just stopped that preliminary injunction, and so they're not doing anything to color your opinions on different stuff, but that's why everybody's turning it off. That's why everybody's going, you know, if you got a half a brain, you're not listening to this crap because it's all propaganda. Oh, yeah, the economy's doing great out there.
Liars.
That's why I'm looking at homeless people lying out on the sidewalk in front here, because... That's why, because they're doing so well economically.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look at it, there's a, it's ppioneer.com. Who owns CNN? The ultimate owner of CNN is AT&T. The CNN parent company is Warner Media LLC, which also owns HBO and other media. Warner Brothers and Turner Broadcasting Systems. Warner Media is then owned by parent company AT&T. When you start breaking these companies down, you see that at the very top of all of these companies, you have one company that's controlling everybody else. And this is the same for CNN, Fox News, NBC, ABC, CBS, all the rest of them. It used to be you had all these different companies.
Right,
but
now,
then they
now it's like AP.
Well, I'm
exactly.
It's AP, ATP, and Reuters. Imagine that. And then above them, you go back to the White House.
It's actually Reuters, by
Reuters,
the way.
Sorry.
Dave mispronounced it earlier, too. Not that I'm trying to correct anybody, but it's...
I'm just saying. But they're the ones that are overseeing and controlling everything, and we wonder why there's a problem and why people are starting to disengage with all of that BS.
So bringing it full circle, I'll read this
Get
article.
Your money out of the bank. Don't rely on the government.
Three separate coin shop owners have found that their bank accounts suddenly shut down without any prior notice or explanation for their financial institution. And this has been happening in a lot of different places. A coin shop owner in Ohio reported that he and his family had their accounts closed. He said that he knew three other coin shop owners who also had their accounts shut down. Sherry, a local coin shop owner in the Chicago area, said her bank shut her account with very short warning and also went on to close several other family accounts, none of which had her name on it. Dave, a third coin shop owner in Nebraska, had a similar story. He advised people to consider having multiple bank accounts, or even setting up foreign accounts if possible. Yeah, probably not the best strategy there, Dave. But being a coin dealer, you might want to put your assets in something that's actually real. Other coin dealers and silver bullion dealers and even jewelry shops around the country are experiencing the same phenomena. So you have to wake up and say, why do they want everybody in the bank? Because if the bank is not real and they control your money, if they control your money, guess what? They control you. Why do you think they want the programmable digital currency? Why do you think that? Because this is total control over your life. And once they have control over your life, they have control over everything you do, where you go, what you buy, where, you know, what you eat, who you see. That's what this is about. And if you can't see that, that's why cash is freedom.
Now that's why you want to do a parallel economy. Right. Sorry, but you need to start working on a parallel economy in your backyard so you don't have to worry about it as much.
All these conspiracy theories means that we're in for hard times because conspiracy theories are never true, except when they are.
Except they're on this side, they're all coming true. So what do you call them when they come true?
You better have some food storage. You better have some independence. You better have a garden going. You better not have all your cash in the bank. I'm just telling you, you can do whatever you want. I wouldn't have all my money in some government fat retirement plan either, because guess what? They're in trouble too, because where are they invested? Last time I checked, they were invested in green energy a lot. And Iranian oil wells was up at the top of their list too, by the way, last time I checked.
Oh, and they were shipping money overseas to Ukraine.
Speaking about conspiracy theories, there was a pretty interesting one that ended up coming to light over this last week about the CIA. And
do you know where conspiracy theories, the coined term, comes from?
CIA.
Yeah. Do you know where they coined it? In the Warren Report on John F. Kennedy being shot, they said that all these things were – anytime you went against the narrative, they said that was a conspiracy theory.
If you question anything.
So what's interesting is they had six of these experts at the CIA who ended up saying that the Wuhan lab
is this part of the same 51 group that said that the laptop wasn't real? Are they the same guys?
No, but out of these six guys – five of them ended up saying that it came from the Wuhan laboratory. And there was a sixth one that said no, and he was a senior guy, said no, it didn't. And then they ended up giving bonuses, big bonuses, to all of these other five guys who just suddenly changed their mind and said it didn't come from the lab. Interesting.
Wow, that's how you make money these days.
How come you see a lot of that with the money? It is, but it isn't, and we take this, but we really didn't take that, and we're paying it over here,
So I'm thinking if we start coming out with a bunch of truth here, maybe we'll get offered some money for a false narrative, and then we can support the show long term. You only have to do it a couple of times, right, because there's big money in lying, misinformation. Nah. But then we'll be labeled truthers.
That or they'll just shut you down and make it to where your information can't get out. Like, for a while there, remember that AstraZeneca one that I ended up coming out with that ended up getting brought on about 6 hours after I ended up announcing it and talking about it? You had InfoWars broke the story and broke it in such a horrible way that it wasn't actually true at all at that point. Got debunked immediately and just tossed to the wayside.
Right.
That seems to be more the way that it goes.
Well, I got another story here that we should cover on that Lahaina a little bit. I don't know what to believe anymore, but now we've got a guy that's tracked the CCP satellites going over Lahaina exactly at the time of the fires being started. I'm not a scientist. I'm just going to report this and let you do your own homework on it. But it seems suspicious to me. And there's also
about drones, too. I don't know if it's true or not, but the drones were involved with that.
That's another story. I'm talking about just the CCC, the satellites for the CCP flying over Lahaina at the exact moment the fire started, and with the impression that they've got some kind of laser technology. Now, I don't know if that's true. But what I'm telling you is, if you found out that was true, would you be shocked that China would do something like that?
I wouldn't be. I question everything over and over and over again now.
That's the point. In a sea of disinformation, how do you find the truth? That's the whole point of everything.
It's very hard. Yeah, exactly. It's very hard because you've got all these different stories, whether it's that one or the drones or whatever.
So
we know stuff is going on that's not right.
On September 12th, whistleblower alleges CIA offered officials money to change view of COVID origins. First on Fox, a CIA whistleblower told Congress that the agency offered officials a team investigating COVID-19 origins significant monetary incentive to change their positions from that which originated out of a leak of the Wuhan lab to unable to determine the origins, Fox News Digital Media has learned. They have obtained letters from the White House Coronavirus Subcommittee Chairman Brad Winstrup and the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner sent to the CIA, a former official. The Select Committee on Coronavirus Pandemic and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence have received new and concerning whistleblower testimony regarding the agency's investigation into the origins of COVID-19.
Here's what I think. I think that what you can do is not be listening to all of this stuff and all this information and filling your head with all this crap. I think what you need to do is be showing up at the Board of Supervisors meeting, getting on the school council and on the school boards and getting involved locally with all of the people locally, because that's what you can affect. And you know, if everybody does that nationwide, and they got a new blueprint out here that I want to talk about for the local level, how to get control of it. We'll have it on next week. All I'm saying is get involved locally. That's how you stop this and quit being afraid, because
you have to gather the troops together with your neighbors.
Government is not reason, is not eloquence, is force, and force like fire is their servant and fervent master.
I am just a simple man, working with my hands. Oh, believe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.